All right, John, are you ready for the final installment this evening?
I'm ready.
Okay. We got Douglas facing off against Macon County. It's going to be easy to tell them apart because Douglas is in the black, the blue, and the white, and Macon County is in the white, the blue, and the black. Here we go. How tall is that number 30, Anthony Messingale? Boy, he is a tall young man. 6'6"? I think he's listed as 6'6". And he's not jumping off in the center. Instead, they're going to put Boone in the center.
Boone is awfully athletic.
Yeah, I remember him from last year.
Yep. I think he's kind of their, maybe one of their better players.
I don't know too much about him, but I figure we're going to learn. Here we go. Tate against Boone. The jump, Boone, beats him by about a foot. It goes off to Smith. Smith across to Gleason. Gleason over to Messingale. Messingale, cross-court pass to Boone. Boone for three. Holy cow, we're off to an early start. 3-0. Boone puts him up.
Yeah, you know, that was one of his problems last year was he was awfully athletic, but he couldn't always hit his shots. But, man, he nailed that one.
Tate has it, tosses off to the top of the key for Atha. Atha gives it right wing now for Lusher into Pate. Pate shot no good. Strong rebound pulled down by Thompson, and Thompson puts it back up and in. Boone inside to Smith now. Smith over to Gleason. Gleason looking. Looking, throws inside now, tries to get it into Messingale, and it goes out of bounds as it's knocked out by Macon County. Smith set to throw it in for Douglas. He throws it deep out to Gleason. Gleason over to Smith, now to Messingale, back out to Gleason. Gleason inside from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded there picked up by Pate. It was almost picked up by Smith, and then Pate comes up with it. And on the breakaway, he's fouled by Gleason. That'll be his first, team's first, game's first foul.
Sounds like the first foul.
That's what it was. Macon County set the inbound. Martin throws it inside, gets it into Pate. Pate goes left wing. Throws it up an upward shot. Rebounded there by Messingale. Messingale up the left side. Pulls up, throws it down to Gleason. Gleason right wing to Smith. Smith, shot, three-point shot is good. He was fouled. They didn't call it. 6-2 early lead for Douglas. 6:30 left in the first quarter. Pate on the left side. Dribbles back right. Swooping pass into Martin. Martin takes it inside. Rebounded there by Thompson. And Thompson puts it back up and in. Thompson 4, Douglas 6. Smith takes it across the timeline. Goes right wing to Boone. Boone ball fake now out to Gleason. Back to Smith. Smith thought about the three. Back out to Boone. Boone wide open. Not going to take the three. Inside now to Messingale. Messingale working. Loses it. It's poked away and stolen. And Messingale gets his hands back on it. Macon County's Joel Atha did a good job getting his hands on it. Atha's probably 5'5", and Messingale 6'6", but Atha got his hands on it nonetheless, and Pate has it now for Macon County, taking it up the right sideline. Throws over to Atha. His shot rattles home, and it's a tie ball game. 5:40 left in the first quarter. We're all square at 6. Smith pulls it across for Douglas, left wing for Gleason. Gleason over to Catheron. Catheron tried to get to Messingale, and it goes out of bounds as Macon County tried to chase it down, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Douglas ball.
Nice looking move to steal that ball, though.
Ball thrown inside to Gleason. Gleason going left, throws right now to Smith inside the Catheron into Messingale. No good. Rebounded by Atha. Atha to Pate. To to Martin down the right wing. Works it inside to Thompson. Thompson power move. Shot up. Rattles around the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Martin up and in.
How did he get that rebound from Massengill?
I have no idea, but he... Oh, my gosh. Sitting in a fresh five.
Now, this is going to be one of these deals, I can see.
Oh, I just got their lineup now memorized. They go right wing for Boone. Boone for three. Oh,
boom.
My, what a shot.
There goes the dynamite.
Oh, man. He was deep behind the line and drilled it. Nothing but net. Pate having a tough time getting across the timeline. Takes it coast to coast. What a play by Pate. Weaves through the deep. Man, this is a good game.
I think he was thinking, seeing all this whole team coming in, we better get
it. Oh, that would have brought the house down. They went to the alley-oop to Messingale. I have a feeling we'll see that later. He gets the rebound, goes right way for Boone. Boone misses. Rebound by Boone. Messingale can keep everything alive. He's so tall. Rebounded now by Martin. Man, if that alley-oop, I've never seen one in high school basketball. That would have been something to see. Messingale, the lob was just a little too low for Messingale to get it and put it down. But it would have been something. I think he had the ups to do it, I think. Pate has it out of the right wing going into the baseline. Finds Martin as he's going out of bounds. Martin puts it up and in. 12-9, Macon County leads. Smith takes it across the timeline. Takes a shot, goes left wing, Gleason over to Messingale now. Messingale back out to Gleason. Gleason thought about the three, works it into Boone. Back out to Smith. Smith to Gleason. Gleason for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Boone. Boone dribbles it out. Back out to Smith, now to Gleason. Gleason inside to Messingale. Messingale finds Carthright. He puts it up and in. Carthron, excuse me.
Nice looking ball movement there by the Douglas team. Pate has it, brings it across the timeline on the near side. Guarded by Gleason. He takes it around the horn to the right hand side. Gets it to Atha. Atha nearly loses it. Gets it to Pate. And to Thompson over on the right side. Thompson's going to dribble in the lane. The shot's a little strong. Boone comes up with it, and we're going the other way. Oh, I thought he got it to Messingale. I thought he was going to do it.
I thought he was going to dunk it. He went for the layup, Messingale did, and took the 2 points. It would have been. He's going to dunk it before this game's over. I can smell it. 13-12, Douglas is leading, and now there's a scrum, and Boone keeps the dribble alive while laying on the court. And now they're going to get Gleason with a double dribble. These guys are so athletic. And now the whole squad for Douglas comes out, and we're going to put a new set, see how they do.
I'm going to let you call this for a while.
I just memorized the other team. Let me have a look here. Oh, my. Pate has it now for Macon County, almost stolen by Douglas. He dribbles around and travels. All right, it's going to be the new Douglas boys.
It's probably a good thing he was called for the travel because he was about to get the ball stripped and we were off to the races.
All right, it's going to be Harris taking it up for Douglas now. Goes right wing to number 22 down to number 34. Brown puts it on the floor and now kicks it out to Harris. Harris dribbles into the lane, pulls it back out. Goes back out to Brown. Now across to Robinson inside. Inside to the big fella, Sibley. He misses. Rebounded there by, who was that? Martin. Martin to Pate with 1:54 left in the first quarter. Pate finds Martin back to Pate. Pate all the way. Blocked. Blocked by Sibley.
Nice
Sibley.
Nice looking give and go move there. Pate just wasn't able to convert it.
How tall you reckon Sibley is? He's also 6'6", I think. Ball thrown into Thompson. Thompson over to Martin. Wide open for three. Just off the front iron. No good. And the ball squirted out. Rebounded by Brown. Brown throws it ahead. And it's picked off by Appa. Appa heading out of Pate. Pate all the way. Coast to coast. Yes. 14-13. 1 point ball game. But Harris takes it up now for Douglas. Gets it to Robinson. Back over to Brown. To Harris. Harris to Robinson. Robinson tries to get it inside to Sibley. Sibley. Yeah. Now to Robinson for three. In and out. Rebounded by, well, Thompson was going for it. Sibley was going for it. Over the back on Sibley. What did I decide that was? Sibley or Sibley? I think it's Sibley.
I'm not sure. I'm just thinking if you're 6'6", there's not much over the back to it.
No. Here we go.
Macon County looks pretty winded.
Yeah, they do. Well, Douglas, they put in a full fresh set, so they're not. Tate with a nice pass into Thompson. Thompson shot no good, and he fouls Sibley on the rebound. It'll be Douglas ball. Robinson inside now to Harris. Harris right wing now for into the corner for Brown. Back to Harris to Robinson. Over to Bowers. Bowers loses it out of bounds. It'll be Macon County ball.
I think it may have been Robinson that lost handle on it. Not
I think
that,
you're right.
Not that it makes any big deal.
Tate has it with 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Throws over to Martin. Martin, tough keeper, Atha. Atha working. Gets it into the right wing for Lusher. Lusher pulls up. Now finds Atha for a six-footer. No good. Rebounded there by Sibley, and he loses it. Picked up by Lusher, not a Thompson. Thompson flips it out, and it's picked up now by Harris. Harris, coast to coast. Yes! They take the lead, 15-14, under 5 seconds to go. They get it in eighth, back to Pate. Pate with two, half-court heave. Oh, my, that was close. Hit the rim in the backboard and fell out. What a first quarter. We've seen some near dunks, some great threes, and here comes a fresh set. I smell dunk. And it's going to be 15-14. Going into the second quarter, I'm telling you right now, number 30, Anthony Messingale, is going to throw down a dunk before this game's over.
Or an alley-oop, one of the two.
Or an alley-oop.
We want to see it.
I want to see it bad. I want to see it so bad I can taste it. All right, it's going to be Douglas Ball to start things. Macon County's messing around, and they're not going to give him the ball early. It's going to be Smith to Gleason. Back to Smith, top the key. Smith over to Gleason again, now working inside to Messingale. Messingale flips it out to, Cathron, and he threw it, lost it out of bounds. Or over and back, I guess. Martin for Macon County is going to take it out of bounds. Can't find anybody. Finally throws it into Atha. Atha travels around the outside, working into Martin. Martin on the left block finds Lusher, almost loses out of bounds, but recovers. Now in the right corner to Thompson. Thompson out of his element, way out behind the arc. Throws it back to Thompson from Martin inside the Pate. Pate turnaround, floating. Oh, my goodness, what a shot.
How did he make that go?
16-15, Macon County on top now, 7:20 left in the second quarter. And back to Douglas' side. They give it to Gleason. Gleason from the left elbow. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Carthron, and he's fouled on the shot. Thompson, I believe, his second.
So Carthron will go to the line. We'll have an opportunity to convert a couple here.
I was wrong on the foul. They didn't get Thompson. They instead put it on Lusher, his first.
A lot of R's in that name, Carthron.
And
first shot is no good.
For saying his name, you made him miss, John.
How about that?
Don't say it again. We'll see if he makes it.
Carthron.
Oh, you messed it up. He made it anyway.
Yeah, he made it anyway. Oh, well. Martin into Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline. Gleason was on the floor. Pate's going to take it in. Oh, man.
Holy cow. Reverse layup. What a play by Joey Pate.
7 minutes left in the half. Macon County leads it 18-16. I think Macon County may have called a timeout just to get a breather.
Yeah, they did.
Boy, that was a nice-looking layup by Pate.
I'd rather see a dunk.
Or an alley-oop.
Or an alley-oop. Or both.
Crowds are a little thin for this game, Tyler.
Well, things like to clear out by the 8 o'clock game or the 7:30 game, I guess. It'll be Douglas Ball to start things. .701 left here in the second quarter. They throw in to Smith. Smith takes it across the timeline over to Gleason. Gleason left side, we're into Catheron. Now they get it into Messingale. Messingale, if he'd had a little more open room, he could have dunked it. Instead, he went for the layup. We're all square at 18. 6:45 now in the second quarter. Pate. Pate down the right side. Finds Martin. Martin back to Pate. Pate inside. Blocked. Blocked by Messingale. Picked up by Catheron. Over to Smith. Smith back outside to Gleason on the left wing. Triple team finds Messingale. Messingale popped up in the air, catches it back, goes right wing for Boone. Oh, he misses his first three of the evening. Now it's going to be Gleason going out of bounds for the ball, and he's pushed by Pate.
With Pate on top of him.
I think that's Pate's first foul. It is.
That was one of those slow motion deals where you can see that happening a long time before it happened.
Smith inside to Gleason, back to Smith, now in Messingale, right wing for Boone, now inside to Catheron. Catheron outside to Smith. Smith for three. Yes! 21-18, 6:05, last second quarter action. Pate on the left side, going around a screen by Atha. And the ball is thrown to Martin. Martin picks it up. That's not legal because his knee was on the ground. It's a travel. They didn't call it. Martin goes down in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded there by Lusher. A little old tip girl move. Throws it back up off the glass and good. It's 20-21. Douglas leads by one with 5:40 left in the second quarter. Gleason through the lane, throws up a shot, no good, but he'll shoot a pair of free throws. Foul was on Macon County. I think that they're going to tag 23 Lusher. And they did. That's his second 14 foul. And Gleason will shoot a pair.
Good call, my friend.
I waited until they said the number before, I guess. Gleason's first shot, no good. They're going to send Brown in for Catheron now.
And we got Buckshot. Jason Anderson, 00, coming in.
Here we go. Gleason, second shot, good. 22-20. Boone almost with the steal. Pate goes down the right side, throws it down to Atha. Atha on the left baseline, he's fouled by Smith. That's a fifth team foul on, third team foul on Douglas, first on Smith. Pate sets a throw inbound for Macon County, finds Alexander. Back to Pate. Pate's shot from three is no good.
Smith is going to bring it across the timeline, sends it across to Gleason. Boy, he takes it right into the lane. His shot is up and good. That was a nice-looking shot. Atha into Pate. Pate loses the handle on it. Boone comes up with it, and with an easy layup, all of a sudden.
Douglas is running the full-court press.
Oh, another steal by Smith. Up and good. Macon County coach does not like what he sees there. I mean, it was a close game all along, and then all of a sudden, well, they have about a 6-0 run.
I think it's 8-0. Wasn't it? No, I think you're right.
But I think as much as anything, that's just Macon County running out of gas.
Yeah, they look tired. They have quite a few subs, I guess, too, don't they? About the same as Douglas.
No, it's going to be Macon County ball. Martin is going to inbound it. Oh, man. Boone. Oh, my. Wow.
Tough collision as Pate and Alexander Anderson.
Buckshot, whatever his name is. Anderson.
Anderson
Pate. Went up to get it and came down on his head.
Pate went up in the air and went over on top of Anderson and hit the ground hard. Oh, that was a vicious hit. And they're going to try it again anyway. Full court press is still on. They throw it into Pate. Pate. Has it poked away, picked up, thrown ahead to Brown, or Boone it was. Boone put it up and in. All of a sudden, it's a 10-point lead for Douglas. They get it up ahead now to Macon County to Lush. And it's a no good shot. A ball thrown down to Boone, coast to coast. Yes!
He just went up and got that ball. A lot of full court press going on here.
Martin having trouble, throws it up ahead to Lesher. Lesher for three. No good. Pulled down by Pate. Pate getting aggressive on Smith. Finds Atha over to Martin now. Martin now inside to Anderson. Shot no good. Rebounded by Smith. Smith looking ahead. Finds Boone. Boone pulls it back out to Smith. Put on the line. Shot no good. Rebounded by Messingale. Messingale's hurt. He's twisting an ankle or something on the putback. Well, he looks to be a little better. All right, and the ball is set right into Messingale's hand. He throws it to wide open Boone. Boone, yes, 36-20. What a run! Douglas is on here. Right wing for Atha. Atha down the right side. Loses it. Loses it again. Picked up by Gleason. No, Atha was out of bounds. With it, it'll be Douglas' ball. And we're going with the mass subs by Douglas.
Yep, here comes the subs.
All right. Robinson throws in to Harris. Harris back to Robinson. Robinson now inside to Sibley. Sibley back to Harrison. He's fouled. Harris shoots free throws. I still can't believe what kind of a run Douglas went on there.
Yeah, it's a 14-0 run. But it all was caused by the pressure that they're putting
on. Yeah, that full court press. Bacon County just can't handle it. With the speed Douglas has, it's insanely fast, and Macon County just doesn't have the ball handlers to overcome it. Harris hits his first free throw. It's 37-20. 3:25 left in the second quarter. Second shot good as well. 38-20. That makes it a 16-row run. Ball thrown in to Martin. Cross the court down to Anderson. Now to... Oh, my! And Sibley was waiting for Atha to get it, and he blocked the tar out of it, but it was going to be a foul. He was wanting to send that thing out of there so bad.
That was sort of a karate chop foul. Wham!
It would have been an impressive block. He just got a little too much hand. Atha, good. That ends the drought for Macon County. Next shot, no good. Rebound there by Sibley. Oh, and Sibley throws it to Harris, who almost loses it. Finally gets it up ahead, and Robinson reaches over the back of Anderson. There's a foul.
That took his head off.
Well, when you foul, you might as well get your money's worth. Thompson's going to check in now for Martin for Macon County. Atha set to take it out of bound for the Raiders. Throws into Thompson. Thompson in trouble. Throws ahead to Lusher. Lusher, ball spin. Throws out to Thompson now. Thompson over to Atha. Now to Pate. Pate on the right wing. Pate looking inside. Dribbles into the lane. Flips it out to Thompson. Thompson shot. No good. Rebound by Pate. Oh, my
man.
Goodness. Another crazy rebound in the air. Put back. And he had to reach a long ways to do it.
That's right. His feet were not on the ground. That was pretty impressive.
23-38. Douglas has the lead in the ball. They have Robinson in the right corner back out to 22. That was Bowers with the miss on the three. And it goes out of bounds off of Douglas. Messingale sets a check back in. Coming in for Sibley. As is Brown going to come in for Carthron.
You got that look on your face like, I'm going to see you dunk.
I plan on it. Ball's passed down ahead to Pate on the left wing. Pate got her by Messingale. Messingale's having some fun with him. Pate goes inside and he's carrying. Oh, Messingale is having some fun with Pate on that one. Bowers stepped inbound, throws it inside to Harris. Harris back to Bowers, inside now to Brown, back to Harris. Harris over to Bowers. Bowers back to Harris. Harris for three. Good. Oh, foot was on the line, just a two-pointer. 40-23. Ball inbounded now into Anderson. Anderson throws it to Atha. Atha gets it down to Thompson, who's ahead of the pack, and he's fouled by Messingale. Messingale says, yeah, I fouled him. I like Messingale's spirit. He's smiling all the time. That's what it's all about.
So that old Magic Johnson look.
Kinda. Boone's going to come in now for Douglas. Exit Bowers. 2 minutes exactly remaining in the game, or in the half, I guess. Shot up from Thompson, no good, rebounded there by Pate. Pate pulls it out on the left wing, going to launch a three, no, throws it back into Thompson, up and in. Ball taken out by Harris to Boone, to Harris. Harris almost stolen, gets it down to the corner for Brown. Brown underneath the Messingale, up and in. 42-25, 1:39 left in the second quarter. Ball ahead to Thompson. Thompson back to Pate. Pate back to Thompson. Thompson in the lane finds Lusher. Lusher off the left block. Shot wide. Rebounded by Messingale. What a save. What a save by Messingale. And then, no, it wasn't Gleason. It was Robinson losing that out of bounds. All right, Thompson set the inbound for Macon County. Throws it into Lusher, almost loses it back to Thompson. Thompson top the key for Atha. Atha feeds it into Pate. Pate now back to Anderson, stolen by Brown, ahead to Messingale. What a pass! Oh, my goodness! Messingale not looking. Throws it over his shoulder the opposite way. Finds a wide open Boone cutting to the basket. Then it's poked out of bounds by Macon County. But what? What court presence by Messingale there. And then he bobbles a pass but collects it. Goes now back out to Bowers, and Bowers makes a bad pass across the court to Harris. Over back, it'll be Macon County ball. Man, I still can't believe that pass by Messingale. Jumped up in the air, over the back, over the shoulder, over the head kind of pass.
I was just thinking, he is a 12th grader this year. I think we've seen him both years that Douglas has been up here, and he's just improved immeasurably.
Oh, yeah. All right. Martin set the inbound for Macon County. Can't find anybody. Throws it into Thompson. Poked away by Messingale. Oh, no! Oh, I said it was coming. Oh, Messingale, coast to coast with the dunk. Pate takes it in for the layup.
That was a mighty fine looking move.
That was a great dunk, though. Man, that was nice. They find Boone on the left wing for three.
Oh my, what a shot.
Oh, what a shot. A deep three. 47-27. 30 seconds left in the half. Pate has it on the left wing. Over to Thompson. Thompson. Back to Pate. Pate inside. Finds Lusher. Yes. 20 seconds and counting. Smith inbound to Boone. Boone up the court on the right side. Boone finds Messingale. Messingale inside. Nah, he's not going to do anything. Goes back out to Brown. Brown over to Smith. Smith for three. Oh, no good. Rebounded there by Brown. Yes!
49-29.
The half court heave by Pate at the end of the half is no good. And it's going to be a 49-29 game going in to the second half.
Highly entertaining game.
Oh, what, by far the best entertaining game this evening. And we'll see you on the other side of halftime. All right, we're just about ready to start the second half now. That's the buzzer. That means let's go. Oh, let's see. Whose ball is it going to be first? The official signaling Douglas ball. Macon County still in their huddle. Here we go. Macon County is breaking the huddle. Now we're ready to go. Smith's going to inbound to Gleason. John, are we ready to see another dunk?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Everybody's ready. Officials ready. Hands the ball to Smith. Smith to Gleason, and we're going. Back to Smith. Smith, left wing to Gleason, over to Messingale. Back out to Smith. Smith, right wing to Boone. Boone over to Gleason again, now working inside to Messingale. Messingale, turn. No good. Rebounded by Martin. Martin clears to Pate, and we slow the pace. Pate inside to Atha. Atha back to Pate. Pate down to Lesher. Lesher inside to Thompson, poked away by Messingale, picked up by Boone. Boone ahead to Gleason. Gleason over to Smith, now to Messingale. Oh, he was going to go in for the dunk, but Thompson cut him off, and it was a blocking foul.
Ran into a tree.
I smelled another dunk.
He was wanting it. I could see that.
He saw the open lane and said, I'm going all the way. And then he didn't. Smith inside to Boone. Boone thought about the three, now goes over to Carthright to Smith. To Boone back to Gleason inside to Messingale. Turn around. No question. In 51-29. Martin over to Pate. 7:08 left. Third quarter action.
We're not careful. We're going to be back into that 30-point deal.
Yeah, they could do it. All right. Ball thrown in. Picked off by Smith from Pate. Smith. Oh, what a deal. Alley-oop, but it was a little hard, and Boone picked it up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Messingale. Shot no good. Rebounded now by Lesher. Lesher out to Pate. Boy, that would have been something. Another bring the house down play, and the ball was thrown ahead to Martin, and it was way out of bounds. It'll go back to Douglas.
Not sure what they were trying to accomplish there.
It wasn't pretty, and it wasn't good.
Smith is going to bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Boone. Get it into Messingale, free throw line over the Boone. He's going to shoot for three. That old left-handed shot, no good. Messingale with the rebound and the putback and converts. Atha has it for Macon County, brings it across the timeline to Pate. Pate nearly loses the handle on it. Picks up the dribble into Thompson. Thompson squares up for three, and they're going to say he walked with it. He missed it anyway. So it's going to be Douglas's ball. Smith has it, kicks it out to Boone. Back out to Smith. Smith's going to rock it across the timeline. 6:11 left in the third. Gleason back to Smith. Back to the corner to Messingale. Back out to Gleason up top the key over to Boone on the right side. Boone, no-look pass into 42. Oh, man.
Smith can sky. He's a short guy. Messingale, he doesn't miss on the rebound.
He ends up with it and converts.
Ball thrown ahead to Thompson. Thompson top the key, looks confused. That's not where he likes to stand. Now gives off to Martin. Martin going inside, picked off now by, who was that, Boone. Boone throws out to Smith. Smith on the right wing goes over to Boone. Boone throws it inside, and Carthron wasn't looking for it. Picked off by Lusher. Lusher to Thompson. Thompson out to Atha. Atha drives right side, passes out to Lusher. Lusher on the right baseline, blocked by Boone. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson, a little floater, no good. Rebounded now by Boone. Boone drives. Boone. Oh, my! He tried to jump over Martin for the dunk. He missed it. Oh, what? Oh, man. And then he gets it into Brown. Shot no good. Rebounded by Smith. Back out to Carthron. Holy cow, I can't believe Boone tried to jump over somebody to dunk that.
He would have done it too.
He just didn't get the dunk down.
He had his fingers on the rim and pulled it down.
He just couldn't get the ball to go through the hoop, or else that would have been a dunk too over somebody. Oh, my.
These guys can jump.
Pate takes it across, feeds it to Thompson on the right elbow. Thompson back out to Pate. Pate just inside the arc on the right side. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Harris. Harris down the right side. Flips it up. No good. Rebounded by, knocked out of bounds by Pate.
Pate says, I'm just going to lay here for a minute. Thompson helps him up. Macon County coach can see that they're getting pretty winded, so he takes a timeout.
What's the lead here? 26?
Getting close to that magic 30 number.
I suspect by fourth quarter action, which is when it counts, we'll be up to the 30. What's your thoughts?
I just can't believe how much better this Douglas team was than last year. Of course, I guess it remains to be seen when they get going against a really good, disciplined team, how they'll fare, because they're a little bit wild and undisciplined. And I think that was the problem.
But my, they're fast.
Fast, and they can jump.
Oh, yeah. Out of the gym.
And then, of course, the other thing that really magnifies things when you don't have a strong bench, that makes a big difference, too.
Ball sort of head to eight, though, as the pass was stolen by Pate on the inbound. Into Thompson. Thompson all the way inside and rebounded by Sibley, and they're going to get a foul on Sibley, I believe.
I think they're going to call it on Carthron. No, on 52. That's going to be, Sibley. You're right, Sibley.
Ball out to Thompson on the right wing. Thrown inside to Pate. Pate working on the right block. Now dribbles out. Top of the key for Atha. Atha tries to split the defense and go down the lane. Can't do it. Flips it back out to Pate for three. No good. Rebounded there by Sibley. Sibley out. Picked off by... who is that? That's a new guy. He throws it down to Thompson. Thompson into Pate. Pate out for Atha. He launches a three. Yes. 32-55.
Harris brings it across the timeline, sends it to the right-hand side, a little finger roll by 22 with
Bowers.
Bowers, and he converts. Atha up to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline. Cross court to we don't know who.
Nobody. That was the Phantom player.
So it's going to be Douglas ball. We're going to go the other way. 3:28 left in the third. 57-32. Douglas with the advantage. Harris brings it across the timeline, guarded by Pate. Sends it over to the right side to Bowers. Bowers to Robinson. Robinson to Harris. Oh. Sibley's shot's no good. Thompson comes up with a rebound. Hands it off to Pate. We're going to go the other way.
Wow, that Sibley is just a freshman.
He's going to be a man to contend with.
6'6 freshman.
Atha squares up for three. His shot is a little too strong. Sibley comes up with it. We're going to go the other way. Douglas brings it across. Oh, coast to coast.
Oh,
he misses it easy.
The layup.
And Atha carried it.
Botching those layups are embarrassing. This comes from experience.
Ah, you never did that, Tyler.
I'm sure I have. Ball worked into...
Okay, go ahead.
Ball worked into Sibley, tosses out to Brown, and he missed the shot. On the rebound, they fouled Pate. It was Robinson over the back.
You know, the Douglas player was wide open, and nobody from Macon County even went out to even attempt to guard him. They're just completely out of gas.
Atha finds Thompson. Thompson back to Atha. Atha cross picked off now by Harris. Harris coast to coast all the way in the lane. Back out now to Bowers. Yes. 59-32. Ball into Thompson. Thompson across to Atha. Atha finds Pate. Pate dribbles down the lane. Now kicks it back out. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson, nice pass into Pate. And Pate lost it out of bounds. It'll be Douglas ball. They throw it into Harris. Harris finds Brown across the court. No, it's poked away. Pate. Pate's going to go all the way for the layup. Yes. 34-59. Ball's passed into Harris. Harris finds Bowers. Bowers gets it across the timeline back to Harris. Harris goes left wing. Now back right. Now he's going to drive into the lane. Oh, he was charging. Noah Thompson didn't look like he was set to me. They're going to give him the charge. And Douglas is now going to put on the old pressure. We'll see how Macon County responds. They're going to go all the way down to the new guy that I don't know, and it's going to be a kick on Robinson. All right. It's going to be making County out of bounds. Tate to inbound. Throws to Thompson. Thompson's looking around and traveled. He couldn't get it to the man he wanted to, so he had to take an extra step, and as you know, that's illegal. Who is that? Harris throws in to Bowers, back to Harris. Across the timeline. Finds Bowers on the right wing. Bowers dribbles into the lane. It's dribbled off of his knee and picked up by Atha. Atha having trouble. Atha gets it out to Pate on the left side with 1:10 left in the third. Pate working across Bowers. Goes into the lane. Shot no good, but he was fouled. Two shots coming. Foul is on Sibley. That's his fourth. That means we're going to see Messingale.
Pate's shot is up and good.
And no Messingale.
They're going to let him foul out, I guess. We got Buckshot Anderson coming back in.
Maybe they're going to hold him for the fourth quarter.
Pate's second shot is no good. Douglas comes up with a rebound. Harris has the ball. He's got kind of a low center of gravity. Sends it around the horn to the right wing. Back out to Harris. He was gonna take it. Did kind of a sidestep move, but he walked with it while he was doing it.
It was a great move. It was so good he traveled.
Pate has it. Gets it up ahead to... Up ahead to Douglas, I guess you could say. Harris has it, and his shot up high off the glass is no good. But
Sibley's was.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, here comes your friends.
Here comes my boy, Messingale. I smell dunk, John. What do you smell? Pate going all the way, and it's knocked away. Rowe collects it, though, and he's fouled. Fouled by Smith. Rowe got behind everybody, and Douglas didn't see him, and then he was open, but Smith closed ground quickly, knocked it away. Rowe recovered and got the shot up and was fouled by Smith, his second, team fifth. Not a shooting foul, I guess. I thought it was a shooting foul. Huh. Pate to inbound. Pate throws in to Anderson, back out to Martin now. Martin to Pate. Pate on the left wing. Pate working on the right side, guarded closely by Gleason, flips it inside, knocked out of bounds by Messingale.
That was good defense there. He had his hand out there where he could do something with it, and that ball came in, he just knocked it right out.
Pate, looking inbounds, throws out to Martin. Martin can't do anything with it now, throws across to Rowe. Rowe, knocked away by Smith, picked up by Lusher, inside to Anderson, shot no good, rebounded by Poon. Boone's cleared down the left side with 10 seconds. 9, 8, Boone's top the key, 7, to Smith with 5, to Gleason. Gleason shot, no good, rebounded by Messingale out of bounds with 0.7 seconds.
You know, Anderson, when he hit that ball, he hit it hard. He wasn't going to give Messingale a chance.
No, Messingale wasn't going to hold on to it. Throw it into Boone. Boone, up. Oh, my, that was a close shot. That would have been good, too. He got it off in time, but just a bit to the right.
So, at the end of three, 61-35. You know, the good news is they don't have that 30-point margin, so we'll have more opportunities for dunks.
That's right. I think we're going to have less, so they're sending Sibley back in. He could dunk it, too, probably.
Fourth with four fouls. He may not be in here for very long.
You are right. Here we go. It's going to be a Macon County ball to start things off with. Martin throws inside to Pate. Pate tapped the key, crosses over to Lusher, Lesher, ball fake, goes right, now goes left, top to keeper Martin. Martin picked off, stolen by Smith, coast to coast, yes. Hey, it's Messingale that's in there. I wasn't paying attention. Ball by Anderson over to Lesher. Lesher loses it, recovers. Now guarded closely there by Cuthron. Goes over to somebody I don't know, picked up by Lesher, up but no good, rebounded by Messingale. Messingale ahead to Mood. Mood! Oh, I thought I was going to see a dunk, and it wasn't. It was a layup. Ball thrown into Rowe. Rowe back to Pate. Pate will take it across the timeline.
Ball he was picked. Just mugged by Smith.
Smith took it all the way, coast to coast.
Pate's still feeling the pain from that.
Throws that to Martin. Martin loses it to Messingale ahead to Smith. Smith wanting to get the alley-oop going, and Messingale was too. Oh, it's open now. It's open. Oh, come on. Somebody. Oh, and it's a bad pass off Boone's shoulder, picked off by Pate. Pate's going to try to go coast to coast. Picked off and stolen by Smith. What a play. And then Smith fouled by Anderson. That Smith has the fastest hands I've ever seen.
First foul on Anderson. Five on Douglas, two on Macon County. So it'll be Douglas' ball out of bounds. Smith will take it and hand it off to Gleason. Back to Smith. Smith gets it across the timeline. Sends it back out to Gleason. Gleason's shot's no good.
And out of bounds off of Martin. I want to see an inbounds dunk. Smith set to throw it, gives it in to Boone, and it's knocked out of bounds by Martin again. I think I'd send Messingale just running towards the basket and kind of lob it up towards the basket and see if he can flush her home. Here we go. Smith set to inbound again. Smith throws in to Gleason over to Boone. Boone looking, throwing back to Gleason, almost picked off by Macon County. That goes into Cuthron, and it's good. Cuthron. 69-35. Oh, we've achieved the 30-point margin. I hadn't noticed. Passed up to Boone on the miss. Messingale with the rebound, and it's poked away by Lesher. Lesher then almost loses it, pulls it back out, gives it to Anderson. Anderson inside, working. High off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Boone. Boone ahead to Messingale.
Oh, he blocked it.
Oh, man, he went for a fancy dunk. Came around over, went under the basket, wanted to do kind of a reverse 360 type deal and couldn't get it to go. It would have been awesome. It would have been fantastic. Man, it would have been great. Oh, it's just...
When it doesn't go, it's just embarrassing.
He threw the ball completely over the basket. Oh, man. That would have been so pretty. And he could have done it, too, just a little off with his ball control. Oh, my. I thought I was going to see a flush. We probably won't see another opportunity. Oh, I suppose we always could.
Oh, Landon poked it out.
Boom.
So Douglas has the ball now. Landon has it. And now they go. On it goes out of bounds. Boy, he just clobbered that guy.
Boone. Oh, he's hurt. He's hurt his leg.
Well, I think
he ran out into the bleachers.
You know, he may have just run his leg into those hardwood bleachers.
Yeah, that'd do it. He's hurt. He's holding his right ankle. That's just going to pick him up and carry him off.
I think he may be more embarrassed than he is hurt.
Maybe. Messingale just packed him off the court. Oh, my. Just without even thinking about it, just picked him up. Who'd they send in for? Bowers, I believe, came in. Martin inside to Pate. Pate has it. Poked away now. Lesher picks it up. Now it's poked away. Now it's picked up by Smith. Smith poked away. Now picked up by Martin. Back to Lesher. Back to Pate. Pate down the left side. Pate down the heart of the lane. No good. Rebounded there by Anderson. Anderson, no good. Rebounded there by Messingale. He's got a head in the pack. There we go. Oh, he gets it again. Oh, man.
He said, I didn't get enough of a jump. He got pushed, he said.
I got pushed. Man, that's two times.
Two blown opportunities to dunk.
I think that was probably the last attempt we'd see. He's come out of the game for Sibley. Oh, you don't see those opportunity to dunks very often. Pate travels. They don't call it out to Martin. Martin back to Pate. Now into the corner for Lusher. Loses it out of bounds. Man, another opportunity. Just came up a little short. Got the front of the rim on. Couldn't get the ball up over. He said he was pushed. He might have been. I wasn't watching. I was going to watch for the flush.
That was sort of the Jacob Shipman look.
I'm sure Jacob would be proud of that.
It was the I was robbed look.
Ball out to Bowers, now to Robinson on the right side. Up, no good. He was fouled, though, by Anderson. Robinson will shoot some free throws.
Second foul on Buckshot Anderson. That's not his name, but anybody with double zeros has to be called Buckshot. First shot is no good. Got some substitutions. Pate is getting a well-deserved rest, as is Martin.
Pate, by far their best player for Macon County.
It's going to be Robinson's second shot for Douglas. That one rattles around and goes in. So it's 70-35. We're past that magic mercy rule number, so it's just 1 minute 48 seconds.
Ball stolen out ahead is Bowers. Bowers blocked, and it's going to be a foul by Anderson.
Boy, that was three fouls in a row by Anderson. He keeps this up, he's going to foul out.
Yep. Well, we're now under a minute 30 and counting. 30-point mercy rule in effect.
Kind of a spinning shot. Goes in and comes out. Bowers, the second shot, is on its way. He's a left-handed like Landon. And Buckshot comes up with it. Ethan's going to bring the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to the right-hand side. Right wing, shot for three is no good. Sibley comes up with it. Tipped by a little bit by Roberts. Kind of a scrum here, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Macon County, so it'll be Douglas' ball with 43 seconds left. No, they're going to say it's off of
Douglas.
I'm not sure that was the right call, but that's okay. Apa sends it up ahead. Oh, nice looking little pass up to 23.
Lusher.
It's going to be Lusher. He converts on that. Harris nearly walks with it. Anderson comes up with it. He's going to take it coast to coast. Shot up off the glass is good. Anderson's not a bad little player. What year is he? Senior. I was going to say, if he was a sophomore, he's got a pretty bright future ahead of him. But
that's your ball game.
And that's going to be it. Time expires, and the score is 70-39.
Well, we'll be back here tomorrow night. I won't be, but John will be back tomorrow night for some more games. Who's up tomorrow night, John?
The early game at 5 o'clock is Bashir versus Clark County. 6:15 is Knox County Boys versus Novinger Boys. And the 7:30 game is Knox County versus Palmyra Girls. If you're just joining us, the final score is for the first game was Knox County 54, Hannibal 43. And that was boys. On the girls' game, Macon County 25, Clark County 61. And in this game, it ended up Douglas 70, Macon County 39. That's it for John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killett.
And we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.